when it turns to be an ama, different price. Is no shara less no us. Pshita. Not a tame came in the memela karabu shaper dummy, kamashvan. Fine. Kiyai tana de tanya. And the talks about a situation of milk, of goats, whatever. Whatever you buy it as a closed box, whatever it'll be, that's okay. If you say it's a certain amount, that's a problem. So here too, Ika the army, Mara says, no, there's a difference. No, for carrot. Amarava carrot the mamela karavu shakra dummy. There, lavine karavu, the shakla the high vasi achwina. This is the Mara which we saw. Okay, so to machlokas, how to paskin la halacha. How would you paskin? Take a look in the Hagos Mordechai, Tov Lamed Gimel. See, if you have something in the sefer itself, see how he paskins in the Sharlat, the first lashon or the second lashon. Take a look on page. My print is page Lamed Ches. It's towards the beginning of Tov Lamed Gimel, a very long siman. It's the Dav Samach Dalet. Came the Melech Karabu Shabbat. I mean, Avah Rav Yoh, Pasuk Lishka Kama the Rava. I feel the meter the Melech Karabu and Ain Lo also the Kachmela Yosef and Fit. Me play Am Tanos. Paskins Le Chumra. The Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Yud. Paskins Le Kula. Open up. If you have a Rambam, or I'll say it. If you have it in the back of your Gemara, you may have it, or I'll read it to you about Peh. Perek Tes Halacha Yud. And also the Balak Hagina Dmei Esa Kishuim Elu Dmei Esa Rabat Elu Esa Rabatichim Elu Rem Kitanim VeHistam Imo SheYitne Lo KSheYagdilu HaRezeh Mutter Shem Hayu Manicha VeEngdele MeAleim VeElu Ktsotson Ata KSheYem Kitanim Lo Hayu Borem Achem Tachtein. He quotes the Gemara verbatim. Does the Rambam fine? He passes like the second lashon. Okay, says the Magid Mishnah Lishta Basra. Not comparable to, that's a question, not comparable to Agamara about Cholov of Ezen. But Pardesa, what's Pardesa, Rabosa? The Magad Mishnah was all of a sudden worried, how is this different than the case of Pardesa? What's Pardesa, Rabosa? Where's Pardesa? Pardesa is a different case. It's in Perek Ches, he says, in Rambam, Halacha, hey. We'll see in the Rambam. We'll see the Gemara. Perek Ches Halacha Hey. Rambam says, "Also liknos priya pardes kodem shi gomavi yisbashel." They says, "A bocher bezol ato be eser who preaches shove eser she gomer." So it's prepaying, right, to get a product later on. That's can't do that. And say that Tosefes mitnei ha-hakofa. Can't do that. Okay? That's a Gemara of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's take a look quickly at Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph just for a second. The Gemara of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph says, Pardesa halfway down. Rav Osir Shmuel Shari. Rav Osir came to the Kamei Shavit Tvei Mischazi Ki Agar Natale. And Shmuel says, no. Came in the Havibay Tiyua. You're taking a chance because sometimes the fruits don't come out right. So therefore, in fact, you're prepaying. You're not just gaining; you may actually lose. Rashi, Pardesa, the fourth medium-sized line. Nicholas Yaim and Akarim Bedama Prusin Kol Peres Shana Zub with Kach Lekach Lochan Achar Shem Boser O Smodar Aval Adayin Lo Higil LeBikur. The fruit started to grow a little bit, but they haven't ripened yet. Ravosa the Mishim Hakdama Smol says Man Avotzer Kamozel Gabei Havi Agad Atalei Kave and Havi Beit Yua Pamim Yesh Kukul Bekerem Gon Borod Og Shamim Og Kerach Umafsed Akol Mekabel Olav Kol Sveke Hefset Lemirzik Agad Atalei. Okay, because you never know what's going to happen. Those are the two cases. So the Magad Mishim is now distinguishing between these two cases. Right? Take a look at the Magad Mishim's words again in Perek Tes Halacha Yud. Vein Dovel the Mashiv is Barb. Also, Nicholas Priya Paradise. The Vishab Paradise, Yesh Avoda. You have to work the Paradise. Doesn't just the grapes and the wine doesn't just happen by itself. A lot of work involved. For Ya Mocher Choser Bekach. So there's something missing still, right? Because the old Shein derech likach peres pardes kodesh shiyigamru. It's not normal to buy so early. It's too early. But v'derech likach kishuin avatichim bekatnam. But it's normal to buy the pumpkins when they have grown. Nimtza she'atak shukona osan kach heim nimkarim b'shuk. You see this up. You often will buy pumpkins when they only have grown. V'zeh shavya. See, he throws in two separate factors over here. That's the matter. You know, the two separate things. One is what's normal, what's not normal. Two, will it grow by itself or will not grow by itself? The pumpkin will turn into a full-size pumpkin by itself, but the unripe grapes not going to turn into wine by themselves. Those are the two. I mean, they may be related these issues to each other, but the two separate things which he has. Fine. So what does it mean? So I'll give you a pshat which the Bris Yehuda has in this Magnus. It's an interesting pshat. It's not mukhrach, but it's interesting. So it's worth sharing. It's in Perek Chof Hei, Ha'ora Beis. Discusses this Magnus. Lengthy footnote. Takes up almost two pages. And he quotes this Magnus. He says, Pshat is like this. The Pshat is that maybe we should suggest that since it's normally sold in that fashion, it's considered sold already now. It's sold now. And therefore it grows in effect in your possession. In your possession. That's what the Pshat is in this situation. Let's see if I can find you the words over here. That's the main reason. The Gemara says, that's the Gemara's distinction. Hutam nosaf, an additional reason, as opposed to Rashi. Lomar, she'en ha-mocher mafsid b'ma she'nishorem ha-kare b'ginoso she'are gamim yitleim lo yigdalu acherim b'mkomach. Okay, so there are two different reasons. That's the pshat in this Rambam according to the Bris Yehuda. That's what he suggests. Okay, as a matter of fact, he's bothered in the case of Cholov, which is more contrast because it's different. He wants to know what's the Havami. The Gemara comes to a conclusion that they're not the same. He doesn't understand what the Havamin is. Pirusha Gemara, okay, he says, well, what's the Havamin to think that way? What's bothering him here in end of Ha'ara Dalid? What's the Havamin to think that the two are the same? It's an obvious distinction. Okay. Tzorachi and Shitas Rambam. Came in the Svil at the time I had to be carry who beshum the Rishus Lokech Achayusa and Gedalim, my Salkadait of the Maksha. Right? You can't say that and the milk is going to come out later on. It's not the same. Okay. Not every Havamin we're able to explain fully. Okay. So some Havamins we can understand better than other Havaminas. All right? Yeah, it's bothering him. It's bothering him. He throws in a. Whatever. I'm not going to go into too much time of the Havamin. In any event, you can't leave the cholov and I'll leave this milk and let this milk get better till tomorrow. And it doesn't work that way. It's a whole different story. So perhaps you're losing out for that reason. Again, not going into all the problem. Fine. Good. Now, it's interesting. The Rambam quotes the Gemara, but not exactly the same. Because the Gemara has over here, if you look in Rashi, on Daf Samach Dal Amun Aleph, Rashi says that the Duluim, they get bigger. Rashi says, B'nei Gadima, Amo Amo. Goes from a Zeres to an Amo. Right? Doubles. The Rambam doesn't give us, what does he say? He says, Eilen K'tanin, V'hisne Imam Shiyitlo, K'she Yagdilu. Doesn't say how much Yagdilu. Why didn't he say the quote the Gemara? No, so it's not my kasha. The gidule truma asked this kasha the Sefer Truma, Chelek Dalet Sif Mem Gimel. He asked this kasha. Why did the Rambam not quote the Gemara directly? No, but think the Rambam. Rambam calls it Bistam. She didn't look. She Yagdila. Below Pirish Shemshir. And he says, "Well, La Milsehi Van Mikach Klum." What kind of answer is that? He asks a good kasha. He says, "Don't worry about it. It's nothing." Why is it nothing? Why is it nothing? I don't know. So the Bris Yehuda has a pshat. Even the Rambam is referring to a case with a certain time was be an Amma, he just didn't spell it out. Whatever. In any event, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, open up. Kuf Ayin Gimel Sif Ches. Kuf Ayin Gimel Sif Ches. Very important point over here. What's the case? Hamaktim Levalagina Most May Esed Lum Elushitin Lobashu B'nei Amma Vizuz Afa Pishaata B'nei Zeres Vizuz Mutter. Why? Good. That's what it says. You take a look in the Taz. Sifkot on Yud Gimel. Kosodak Emosha. Shemagos Mordechai. Dachka Shenosin lo hanod luim. Shehoyal lo b'shas pisuk. Avonosin lo acheros is also. You have to have the specific item. Not just in general. All right? The shachs is the same thing. The Shach say exactly the same thing. It's interesting. Did the Hagos Mordechai really say that? Well, this same thing over here is quoted in the Beis Yosef. Again, it's in Kuf Ayin Gimel Sif Ches. He points out that not so simple, it's really true. Oh, Beis Yosef says exactly the same thing, same citation. I'm in the Beis Yosef, page Tav Nun Tes. That's the page I'm up to. Okay. Quotes over here, towards the bottom of the page. Kosev Agos Mordechai, Davkim Nos Nohanu Kari Dishtu B'Shas Pisu, Nos Nocheres Es Asu. Okay. Mem Gimel, bottom. Wait a minute. Bahagos Mordechai Shom Mashra the koyal din ha kiroi, lo al din ha kari. Why is it amazel that the two completely different cases which sound the same? It's almost like Kamsun Bar Kamsun. Sounds like two different things. They had to have the same name, right? One's talking about wax and one's talking about pumpkins. Look, Korav zel wax the pumpkins, but. That's the issue. Has to be mevurarin. So we have a Hagos Mordechai in front of us. We can see who's right. Let's take a look. Tough. What was it? Tough. Lamed Gimel, right? Has to be those ones. What's the case? Two different cases. Okay, take a look. It's right above the paragraph we read earlier. Going on the Gemara, Samba Gimel Amud Beis, Kamash Vlon Kevin the Mechusu Gavayin Chaman the Lesto Dami. That's the case of the wax. For Lo Ashroi Nami, V'Davka the Yovlo Hanu Kiroi. This the Mishas Pisuk. Avli Zavon LaHanu Le Mishas Pisuk LeInshachvina LaHay Gavra Yovachvina Asa. It's not going on Kara. It's going on Kiro. So it's a bit of a problem. This is to make that much of a difference. I'm not 100% sure. They're two different cases, but it's a different citation. But once we're in the Torah, let's read the Torah who explains the state of the pumpkins. Okay, those have a Torah should look inside. So it's important to see. There's a whole explanation, a long explanation of what's it all about. Watch this. Sifches. Mutal hakne mos ginog shitl od lizman ploni diluim bnei ama ama bezuz af al pi shat shavim bnei zeres bezuz. So far you just quoted the Gemara. Now he throws in two more lines. Af al pi she'ein lo ata bnei ama. That's also nothing special. Watch this. Chashvina and lei ki ilu hein biyodo kevin de memela rabu. What's that all about? What does that mean? Apparently, it's treating it, in fact, like kiroi, like the wax. Right? The wax, the Gemara says, isnu shari. So here he's explaining that it's isnu. It's considered isnu. That's what it says. That's what the Torah is explaining. Wow. Wow. The Me'iri, as a matter of fact, takes it a step further and compares it to the Gemara on Samar Gimel on the base, which talks about Achiyavo B'ni or Achiyavsem Avteach Domin. Waiting for the pumpkin to grow from a Zeres to an Ava is like waiting to get the key. That's all it is. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Woo. If this is the case, the question is, according to the Tur and the Me'iri, must you in fact designate specific wax or specific pumpkins? Pasha says no. Right? Pasha says no. Interesting. Interesting.
Why is Pasha
snow? I'm sorry.
Why is the Pasha snow?
Because the according to the Tur Svara, right? It's like someone who says, I have stuff. And I have a whole warehouse full of stuff. I just don't have the key right now. You don't have to say which one is in the warehouse I'm giving you. It's like isnu. It's like I have. If I have, doesn't designate a specific pumpkin. According to the Rambam, it's a specific pumpkin, as we saw until now. That's what we saw in the Hagos Mordechai. But according to this mahalach of the Tur, which is a different kind of a mahalach, maybe that wouldn't be necessary. Right? Take a look over here. Let me read you from Ha'ara Mem Dal on the bottom. The Hagos Vahoros explains about, hold on. The Rambam doesn't explain because of Yeshlo. He says that Ein Mishum Yeshlo El Da'avi Het V'Shem Hayesa V'Shem Ribas Hechad Ein Mafsid Nandud Yeshlo. It's two different explanations of this Gemara, with a possible nafkamina, whether it has to be specifically designated or dinach. The Bris Yehuda explains it. Read his words. Hold on. Where were we? In Perek Chafei somewhere? Let's see. Onam Atur is a different shot. Okay. Hetem Shem Yeshlo. Right? So when you be mailed a karava for? Lachshav ma sheyesh lo b'nei zeres, kilu yesh lo b'nei ama. And the Me'iri says it beferish. I'll read the words of the Me'iri. Mi sheposek mosek anonim ala deluna wa kishuma vaya sharashuk b'nei zeres b'dina v'ganan zeki v'lov lefsis asor b'nei ama b'dina v'man yadu v'schak l'mas adino af al pi she'en lo lachshav lo b'nei zeres mutter ho v'hein hein atzman shekudelos u'bos v'de shir ama ha'reza kachiyova b'ni You see, Klor like the Tur. And then he has the Miri. Shemidivri or Rambam, the Reshet Tzorach liyachdon. The Rambam holds out that specific, like that goes Mordechai. But not according to me, the Miri. Mashut chol the Shita, so in the Tzorach liyachdon. Ken yochal itlo dlum achayim. L'chor ha'afadas ha'tur kenu. So he has a kasha. That Beis Yosef quotes Agos Mordechai, as we mentioned a minute ago, the Beis Yosef is explaining is covered to the tour. According to the tour, it shouldn't be true. Wow. So this is a kasha of the Bris Yehuda in Perek of Hey, Ha'ora Beis. Ha'ora Beis.
What's the Mela Karabi without
Yeshua? If you don't hold the head, if you don't hold that like the tour.
Yeah.
Oh, so the tour is all you guys is Pshat in Yeshua. What's Pshat in the Ramba? The Torah is a chiddush. Pashta, two different Gemaras, right? But If one holds the way the Rambam says Kipshuto, or Rashi seems to say Kipshuto, it's not based upon Yeshlo. I sold you this item we sold before Ki'ilu Mechura Me'achsho. Right? It's yours now. True, I'm not going to get it until later on when it doubles its size. It's considered to be Mocha from now on. So you gave me the money now and it grew in your... B'shusa Ve'yakar. B'shusa is Gadel. Ah, you're a big lambda. A big lambda. He's saying that deep down, these two dinamar have a common svar. That's true too. But the specifics change. For example, do you have to be miyachet or not? Right? Yeshlo is a head that ki'ilu is mocha, but you don't have to be miyachet. But according to the Rambam, you have to be miyachet. The Tagos Mordechai. So it's true, they're based on the same fundamental principle, but the details certainly are different. Okay? Okay, fine. Fine. This is the pshat. According to the tour, it's going to come out. We'll take a look over here in Sif Tes. I have the tour open in front of me. The tour is consistent. It's not considered to be in the category of Yeshlov. Is Moz Mashem Akdamas Hamos. Okay? But he says, I'll sell it to you, Bekach Bekach, Mutter, Korv Eschar Lehefsit. Very nice, it's Mutter. But if you look here in the Bris Yehuda, in Ha'ara Dalit, okay? According to the Tur, Sarach Beforesh, Kam Kan B'tama Yisum Nishad Lochoshav B'yodo. Right, it's not considered to be the Torah says in the fish. Look, Hashvina Lekem Aviyada. I'm not sure what he's adding. The Torah said so. Right, the Kumash Katan Vatur Behedja quotes it. Well, the Fiz Anira is the next page Tuf Mem on top. The Lo Oster Elak Shemochlo Kol Kama Sacholav Sheizav Yuchovos Avlo Mochlo Chelik Meacholav Also Cholav Kvan Nimtza Bedadei Abehema Muter Afir LeHozel Dadami LeKiroi Hechad Yeshlo. The whole history is Enlo. But if the milk is there already, it's Yeshlo. And the Meiri says the same thing. Ho ve'enlo b'cholav izav kamosh kamashu masna. If he had, shapir dami. Okay, this is what he's saying. Oh, either Torah says mozalei b'shalak damas mos, masha shebishav yamuter. How can it be? Because of a Meiri, the hainam yotza hashar. Otherwise, it's an Isur psika ve'enlo. In general. All this is mevur lehedja here in the Bris Yehuda, Chaf Hei, Os Dalet. This is our same pshat in these sugyos. Fine. Okay. Good. So far, Rabbi Osai, so good.
Didn't we see the shiur with Mordechai
is that even
give
Yeshlo,
you didn't give exactly that which
you're supposed to
get, that you can't just give any other ones? Even
Mahavini Yeshlo, I thought that was not the case. I thought Yeshlo means if I have something, then we said, when Rashi said it's Iyakar Bishuse. So the Rishon said Beferish, I can still eat it, I can still sell it, it's not mamash yours. We read that Beferish.
Right, finding the case, like the Mordechai was explaining the case on Vav, Fedin or Tresis, similar to how Thomas Tassus.
That's a little bit of a different case. A little bit different case. In any event, why did the Torah end? And the Shulchan Aruch ends to say, you have a Shulchan Aruch, you can see it. The Torah ended that way, talking about the Cholov. The Torah ended over here. Mutter, why? The last four words of the Tur v'Shulchan Aruch Siftas, Shukarav lehefsid, kimo lischar. Why is he saying this? So the, again, the Meiri explains. What's the pshat over here? Second. He says, the reason for saying this, Shalotiksha mehachta pardeso. That's why he said, this added explanation. Okay? That's what he says. The Meiri says, very, very interesting. Listen carefully. Then he says, milk in the goat is considered lo balolam, hasn't come out yet. And here the makadav shlo balolam. Mikol makom, Kol shlochazu mutter. The Rebbe Kivega says it's not considered davar shlo b'olyolim. It's a mekach gomer. If it had it not been, it would have been a problem. But then he quotes the Rashi. Says no, davar shlo b'olyolim. He's blind by a tzarachim, but according to the Miri, it's not a tzarachim. Even though it's back outable, it's considered to be permissible. Then he throws in one other brought in the Miri. No, maybe pshat is like this. He says pshat is no. You didn't sell the milk, which is lo b'olyolim. You sold the goat with respect to its milk. That's, you know, the Sugan HaMafkin. You didn't sell Peiris Dekel, you sold Dekel the Peirosef. That's not considered low b'leol. Fine. Now, Rabosai, in Tosfos Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Let's open up. Tosfos Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Oh. So take it from the top. Mashiizai chovos mochel lecham muta. Half brisa lo kasha le rav the osa le kaman pardesa maso pirkan the chayin gimel. The question, what's the difference? Look at Tosfos' answers. Tahacha ein regilus lezalzal lo shulham tonas yomo yomayim. Look, the milk takes a day or two to come out. Le kach muter shemekabel olav hefsen v'schar kach yochel lehafsen kmol nistaker le kach fil yim so yosem en adamem shenos maravi agar natin. Okay, it's a small amount of time, etc. Aber Pardesa, Osirab, Tika Ozel Gabe Tuva, it's a big drop in price. Sharaga Liklos Oshu Boser, it's not even a full grape yet. Wine. You want to get wine, it's not even a grape. It's only as small as it's an unripe grape. Umisha Makdama Smos, that's Mana Butzer, which is a long time down the road. Ozel Gabe, Fabi Agarnata. Okay, it's true. Afal Gav, the host of Nami Zimna Dispe Tiyua, that's Shmuel's matter for that reason. Borod, Kerach, Shamim, Umav Sadakol. Rav, interesting word, Lo Chayesh Lochi. The word Chayesh is a bad word. Chayesh means it's Machmer, he means Makel. He's not Makel based on that fact. Why? The Lo Shchiachu, very important. It's that the lightning can strike, anything can happen. But he says it's not Shchiach. It's not Shchiach. Okay, that's what he says. Fine. So what happens? By Pardesa, he lowers the price significantly, right? And the fact is, Mekabal Achrayas and the Hefsa does not Mevat Laganata, right? Which is the increase in price. Interesting. What will happen when it comes to the situation of the pumpkins? How much time does it take for a pumpkin to double in size? And anyone know about you? We grew up there, pumpkins? No. Other things grew there. Okay. I'm looking over here in the Gidule Truma in Chelek Gimel. Second. I have to be consistent, right? Figure out the agriculture over here. Let's figure it out. Here we go. Okay. Also, Paradise. Kamocha is all Paris, etc., etc. That's what the Sefer Truma says. Then he quotes the question of Tosfos Pardesa. Oh. Whoa. It's a long thing. Ikal Emeda, if you take with some Arishan, this is column page tough kuvav, column one halfway down. The Mechak Menam Tonas Yomo Yomai, and I'm Tonas Manabotzer, Kengabe Kari, the pumpkins. Kilesto the Haina Shadayan and Ktanim, Shakorot Sorach Lahamtan Zman Rav, Ad Shigdul Lechdeyama, Sanahakam Yimutter. Pshhh! Hanemutzi, it's against Pardesa. Wow! Great Kasha. Vishem Evshalitrok. Yeah? Listu Lav Lemay Meshem Ktanim, Elshainim Adayan Gidolim Beneyama, Dumer the Easy, Gonch Shuholech Lilko the Luach. Kasavar Hashem Kvar Ruyim Lilko V'yomar Masha Elkot Me'adluim B'nei Amma Mechurin Lach Masar Azuz V'im Kvarim B'nei Amma Mutter V'nei Amma Chaserim Ma'at B'nei Amma Osur L'shtabas says Chaserim Ma'at is Mutter. Whoa, we think it's going to double in size, right? That's what we understood until now. Says the Meiri, says the Gedule Truma rather, it can't be, it's impossible, it has to be a small amount of time comparable to the easy, and not comparable to the Pardesa. Wow. So, Briskuda talks about it here as well. In Perek Chav He, Ha'ara Vav. Okay. Hold on a second. Kol Tegedula Truma. Gam Bekari and Azilzul Godol Kolkach, like Pardesa. And Hefesh Godol Bezman Bekari Lebnei Zeres Lebnei Amma. That's not what the Kedula Truma said. That seems to be counterfactual, right? Now, the word Zeres and Amma, do you find the word Zeres and Amma over here? What does it say over here in the Gemara? We just saw the Gemara. What does it say? Zarta and Gardima. So what's Gardima? So Rashi says Gardima is Amma Amma. I guess if that's the case, what's he saying over here? We need the Lashon of the What's the difference between a zeres and an amma? It's not 2 to 1. I'm not an expert in measurements. Can you measure from a piece of paper, which is 8 by 11? My zeres is a little more than 8. Okay, is this what a zeres means? Zeres akov zeres chavach pesukim lechumish. Isn't that right? Means this? Isn't this called a zeres? I think it means this. I mean, this is taka half an am approximately. Remember, we had the measurements of the amma when we learned Erev. You were there? We measured everybody? Kids said it's a half. So I don't know. Maybe he thinks it's a different ratio.
Is he speaking in the Rambam?
Huh?
Is he speaking the Rambam? Doesn't say that Zeres and Amma?
I don't know. He's explaining Pshat called the Tosis. Okay. Explaining how called the Tosis. Again. So he writes as follows in the Bris Yudah, Sorachian, what the Magad Mishnah Mechav in Karyan Pardesa? Avoda, Tevet Azil Zil Gadol. The Rab doesn't hold this way. That's your Kasha. The Rab doesn't hold this way. This is the first terrace in Tos, but there's another terrace. Okay, I both say there's another terrace. Maybe the other terrace will solve this problem. We'll solve this problem. Fine. Take a look at the, since you don't have all the Rambams, you all have Nukei Yosefs, right? This is the last Maramachim on this Maramachim sheet, so that's what we're trying to make a siyum here. It's Mem Gimel Amud Beis or Kuf Yud Ches. Mem Gimel Amud Beis or Kuf Yud Ches. Which version of Shas, the riff you have? Okay, everyone see it? Take a look. If you have my edition, it's the bottom of the right side. Okay? He quotes the Rambam. Fine. Afa gav de bichyai gav na amina le'el tav samach dal de shori bekari kev de mele karabu. And so too over here, the grape will grow by itself from an unripe bolster to a full grape. Shani hasa. Sha'af al pisha adluim ktanem ru'uyim heim le'lekita v'kacha yamochem. Magad Mishnah expands it a little bit more. Okay, let's see the second terrace, back to the Gemara, back to Tosis, the second terrace of Tosis. The first terrace has problems, we saw that the Gedulei Truma has issues with it. What's the second terrace in Tosis? Od Yeshlam. There's a little aleph by the Gra. Od Yeshlam. The Rav lo osa pardeso el dafka k'sh'omale kach v'kach hinin mocholoch. Aber mochlo ben rab ben maat mas yigdal mo de rab de shari. Wow. I feel the hachi, even though this is the case. Shari Shmuel, Rishim Tiyuel, Shayayin Yira, Tol Yishra Adam Rishanasa. Now he's actually a certain specific amount. It's a different story. So what does it come out? A pardesa, you're selling the fee midah, right? And therefore, by cholov is also asa. We saw it by cholov is also the fee midah. And the pri didn't come out at all, the pshuta, right? Didn't come out. The last line of Tosfos. The hosam arbe pardesa shlo yotza dayan a pri klal. So you don't say me'ele karavu. A whole new kipta. A whole new situation. A totally different shot in the world of pardesa. There's not an unripe fruit. It didn't come out at all. And how he sold it, what does he say? He sold it in the case of what? Certain amount is machalach. So there are two different considerations, which are the chumrah by pardes, which don't apply over here in our sugya. That's what he says. If that's the case we spoke about earlier, where the fruit came out a little bit, right? And Rabosai, you sell whatever's going to come out, it would be mutter. Big difference halacha l'maaseh between the first teretz and the second teretz. He changed the case. Pardes is also, what's the case? Here's a unique case. But in the case which we thought before was also, in fact, would be mutter. Fine. Rabosai, let's go a little bit further in the Gemara. Anav samav dal anav. So, here in the Gemara. Look carefully. The Gemara here, excuse me, let's look to the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Where are we? Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Look at this. It's hard. The Pshatim range from here to there. After the Sugya of Tiyua, Om Rav Sime Barachia, Umode Rav, Rav who asked by Pardesa, Beturi the Nafish Pseidayu. Huh? What are we talking about? Rashi, Umod Rav Beturi, Machem Shevotrim Kromim Bishvarim, right? Beagola, Umolichin Es Agola Ben Shua Sakromim, Umeskaglin Ragli Ashvarim, Bekache Sheroshim, Shebekaka, Vevseidon Rav. Ah, we said before that Rav does not take into account the Tiyua. Why not? It's not Shchiach. But here it is Shchiach. The laws is very Shchiach. In the case where they process the pardesim with these oxen that come in and break things up. Okay? That's Turi. So Turi, according to this, is a pshat, which means that it's a different way of processing the vineyard to get from the little unripe grape to wine in a situation in which it's likely to cause a lot of loss, in which case the story we had earlier on Tarsus that Pardes of the Tua is not Shmuel's mind because the Tua is very rare. But if this kind of way that they process it, it's not rare at all. Take a look at Rabosai in the Tarsus. Betura de Navash Shidayu, Rach Goras Betavri, Upirish, Shemokar Agolim Ktanim. Vlados Edro Ashiolidula Bishonazos Umo de Rabahu de Shari Sharigilus Harbe Shemapilos Kilkliosame at Yuashal Pardes. A whole different case. Not a case that oxen are working the pardes. No, he's selling cattle. That's a whole different case. A whole different case. If you look in the Ein Mishpat, he says, look over here, Ches, it says over here Tur Shulchanar of Sham, which means Yoredeya Kuf Ayin Gimel Sif Yud, Ukipir Shatosis, Ayin Shah. Let's take a look. Kuf Ayin Gimel Sif Yud. Also, Liknos Priya Pardes, Konon Shigom, Abi Yisbashim, Nishazesh, Shemok, Vata, Be'eser, Upisha Shah, Be'eshim, Shigom, and Nisim, Tosev, Mishulakov. Ramah, Vlodomine, Dluin, Deliel, Deshari. Again, Gain Derech, Limkor, Peris Pardes, Kaka, to Magad Mishti, quotes from Luka Yosef. Avamut liknos egel v'zol anicho v'yaramocha chiyagel v'shim yomo so yakesh u'b'shus lokech v'mishad avam matzitot. He quotes Tosfos pshat. Okay, fine. That's what it says. Now, okay, that's what it says. Interesting. Shulchan Aruch again quotes Tosfos pshat. Fine. So it comes out. It's a way of looking at things. I'll read you the Lashon of the Bris Yehuda because it's very instructive. He writes so beautifully. I mean, we intuit it, but he spells it out clearly. Fine. Let's chat like this. says like this. Beautiful. The pardesa shahefse eno matzui ein bazer kedei lechasos es ahefse shesh lemocher v'yasser. Abo v'egel shak chashtav matzui ikal emeimah de mashem mozul gabei la mishem agar natar hu ele mishem shepotro mechashah shak chashvam iso lechein mutam. We've seen this so many different times that you attribute it to something other than agar. Remember we spoke about the prepayments you find in the newspaper early, all that kind of stuff. Can you attribute it to something else? The same svarah keeps going over and over again in those ribbons. If you can attribute it to something else other than aganatar, there's more room to be made. Fine. Once we end the sugya, let's finish up. Good. Let's finish up the sugya here, just a few more lines.
What was that
received there? Chaf hei he'ara ches. On page Tuf Mem Gim. Okay. A few more things in the sugya here. Weiter. Omale Shmuel Ahanu de Shamshi Shimsha Hafuchu bi Ara Ki Hechi de Konalechu Gufa de Ara Vi Lo Havlechu Kalva Vi Yasa. What do the words mean? What does it mean? Tosfos. De Shamshi Shimsha. De Shamshi Shimsha. Pierce Bekuntus Bale Batlim Amalvin Tvul Arisim. Yeah, it's not pshat. The words don't mean that. So what's the better pshat? Shenostin mos lebalas moros bekach bekach hamas. They shavim yosef b'shat shenzora kromim. For leket yuv is moros for a peri. Chemas v'shmuel apuche biyaro. Shmuel only matter of pardeso as it's to you. But here, where there's no to you up, it's a problem. But if you're mahapech ben the mechubarim, what are you in effect? Let's see how the Shulchan Aruch explains it. Sif Yudal, the very next sif. Hamakdim mos abalakermach srigim vazmoros l'kshei karsu shem biyokim v'konos and bezol ad shiyipshu v'yichusu asum elam ken hipech ben walk shem mechubarim shenimsa kikone ilan lizmoroso. Whoa. Kol Elon is Marosa, means he's buying the tree with respect to its branches. That's okay, it's Iribus, you bought it. So of course it's going to go up, literally Peshut Soyakim, Kepshuto, because you bought the tree. If you bought the tree, then there's no problem whatsoever. Fine. Just one more piece of his daf. Okay, what does it say over here? What does it say? Omalahu Ravo Lahanu the Mantri Bagi. Puku hafuchu bebeidari ki heched lo teshtalem schirus titchu har haishayta. The schirus ena meshalemes el lebesof. Vahishayta ozu lekom ozu gabaychu. What does that mean? Rashi. What does it say? Shor me hakomos ara kotze. Hafuchu bebeidari. Sayu es bnei abika bedishas atvua begoren. Help a little bit. Right? Their job is much earlier in the process, but help a little bit till the end. Why? Ooh, that's no good. It's ribbis. Right? Because they're paying you later and they're paying you more. Oh, right? Because they're going to give you based on when you finish. That's what it says. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Yud Beis. Show me asada shebali asada chayav liten them schichuson mianachar akotzir. Also the host of them beschachen shemkin lachadisha miruach. Elam ken yisayu lodosh. If you help to the very very end, then it's going to be okay. Then it's going to be okay. Fine. Where else do you find this over here? Take a look, and this is Kuf Ayin Gimel. Look, if you don't mind, in Kuf Ayin Vav Sif Vav. We learned this a while ago. Turn back for the second time. We go to Ramah. We have to talk about Schirus. we said as follows. And for his about this call of Asar Slam the Shana, also long law tina call Khorish Salah and Vanyata the Khara Hamos. Right? If a call scan and call is Khaiba as Khirs and also Dava and Tanis Hamos, the Asar, as we saw. Shachs of Kotten Ches, Kloma, Hirsig with Khaiba Slam the Akshav as Khirs Asar Slam the Shana, also long law, Tanka Khorish Salah. The call scan is Khaiba as Khirs, the Hainashi Higias man Piran Shul Sofa Shana, Mamta Law and also Dava Shamatanis Hamos, also. Okay, so we spent this against whom? It's against the Bach. Take a look over here. Umvua deikar chilik ben mos schiros and mos halva. The olam kolag anat le osur. Dark emotion. That's special. It's the loka Bach, right? The Bach says, you know, it's you make it a milvah not over omen bal tolin. We just spoke about this a long time ago. Maybe distinction between the maskim to have it paid later and not maskim. We're not going to go into this right now. We have a few more minutes. Let's make a haskalah to the next sheet, just a little beginning. Okay. Samach Tes Amud Beis. Samach Tes Amud Beis. Interesting Gemara. Samach Tes Amud Beis. Towards the bottom. The Gemara says, talk about Sfina. Agro Pagro. Sounds like Sfina. Rashi says, Sfina Rav Agro Pagro, the third white line in Rashi. Mutal Askira Manashim Teshover Yishalem Osa Hasoche. Okay? That I'm going to pay money for it. If it breaks, I pay for it. Whoa. It's a little tricky. No. I'm going to Rav Kana Rav Asi the Rav. He agro lo pagro, he pagro lo agro. Sounds like a poem, right? Rashi. He agro lo pagro. Kevan shenotel schar ein lo litvoa dmei shivirasa. If I rent you something, I rent you a Hertz rental car, and the car breaks. They have a tiny to me. It belongs to Hertz. You can't expect both. That wouldn't be right. V'ipagro lo agro, v'yachas she'shamoa v'damim, shem tishover yesh v'damim, ha'vele milva gavei, v'avishchora ribbis, you can't take any money for the rental. Can't have both. Can't have both. Impossible. Fine. Take a look at Rabbi Yosei in the Mordechai, simen shin chof tes. Morris is the last line, where a papa hilchos asfina, agro upagro. Yeah, you can have your cake and eat it too. True, on the iron it says on top. V'nogu b'nei kufra agro b'shas v'shich u'paga b'shas shvira. What does that mean? Rashi. V'nogu b'nei kufra b'alei sfina kari b'nei kufra v'shas ofsin ofsam z'efes. Agro b'shas v'shich u'nosun hem miyad. Afal pisha kibu schora nosun u'pagra l'kshet yishav asked against the Gemara before. Gemara says no. Pagra, well, here's two gear souls. Either Bishash Shvira or Kishash Shvira. It's going to be very, very critical. It seems to me it makes a big difference. Although some say Bishash means Kishash, we'll see soon. Otobim Minhaga Talia Milso. What does that mean? You can follow the Minhaga Rashi. Hey Kishash Kinanu the Kabbal Schar, hold the soul for the Knosa Kula. No, it's wrong. Was no Mishun de Mas Nisa Tanya Minhaga. It's a Mish, it's a Bryce, Rashi. The Mutta Kitkatoni. It says it's a brisa that of some testament base. Shalo aso dama mechayim el achamisa no winhog. So there, what's permissible? Take a look if you will in the Mordechai shin chav tes. And we have to end in a minute, but let's. Every minute counts, right? Shin chav tes. Okay. Sina agro pagro, mikan nirulari, the muta the socher la hasnos lios kishoel. If I'm a renter car, I tell Mr. Hertz, you know, I'll make a condition with you. I'll rent it, and I'll pay if it breaks. I'll pay for the whole car. Gotta be crazy to do that, but if you want to do it, you can do it. For lios kolach rais olav, the afagav the bechend v'niyaser gam betanagol agadav siyachim. But here it's muta. That's what it says. Okay? Fine. That's a chiddush. That's what it's based upon. Where does it say this? Those not Baba Metzia. Look in Sadi Dalal and Alf. It's going to come up time and time and time and time again. Let's see it now. The Mishnah says, Master Shomachina. No. Where is it? To the Gemara. Master Shoma Socha, if it had enough, Leos Keshoel. Right? Yeah. Okay. So what do Rav Kana and Rav Asi say? It's very nice, you can do it in a non-halva circumstance. Stamkach, I'm a Shomachinim or I'm a Socha. I agree to have a greater level of achrayus. True. But when there's a milveh stuck in, when it smells of a milveh, it's a big problem. It's a big problem. Oh.
What's the difference?
Huh?
What's the difference between this case and
the case? Oh, in the case over there, I'm sorry?
So.
Let's take a look. So I'm Sadi Dalad of an Alf. See the Gemara one more time. The Gemara's over here. Master Shomer Socha, Leos Keshoa. Right? I'm a regular. Maybe the difference between a Shomer Socha and a Socha. That could be. They have similar dinners with Neva Aved, etc., but they're two different situations. So Shomer Socha, or as a matter of the gear, says Shomer Chinam on the side. So there, right? And in such situations, I'm not giving you any money. It doesn't smell of a halva. But a socher, I'm paying Mr. Hertz. I'm giving him money. Smells of ribis. Smells of ribis. Why am I suddenly starting to be such a big tzaddik and make myself into a show? We heard a beautiful drasha before. Shalish shalach, shalach shalach is a chosid. But this guy may be a chosid shaita. Well, why is he accepting on the achrayas for a whole item? For what? You know what we're going to attribute it to? We attribute it to the fact that there's money changing hands, right? I'm giving you money, he's doing me a favor, favors are switching back and forth. There, it smells of ribbons. But now, it's interesting. What's the case? If a person pays kish'as shvira, we can make the following suggestion. There's no ribbis. Why? Because you're paying the shchiras for the use of the object from the time you got it until it broke. Until it broke. Okay, that's all right. That's okay, it's fine. Right? But Rav is matir to pay the value of the shas haschirus, which could have been higher. How can that be? How can that be? So as a matter of fact, pagra bishas shvira, according to one girsa, is pagra kishas shvira. Oh, that's the whole point over here. That's why it's okay. Oh, so in other words, I'm paying you for my rental fee, I'm paying you because of the use I had for 2 months. And now that it broke, I'll pay you for now. But if I'm going to pay you the value that it had 2 months ago, which is higher, there's no way to explain that logically. We have to attribute it to agar, not to ribis. Okay, so the girsa, it could be, instead of bishas, could be kishas. And if the girsa is kishas, then it makes much more sense. Makes much more sense. That is certainly true. Nonetheless, that's what Rav holds. But Rav Kana and Rav Asi thought that is insufficient. That is not matter. It's not matter. They don't agree with the skula. It's not considered to be an achrayas of onsen alone. It's like a halval gemura. Right? You borrowed one boat to give back either the boat itself or its value. We always say, if I borrow this to give the thing, if I borrow your chair, I'm not considered to be, it's the same word in English, it's not a halva. I'm going to give you back the chair. The chair breaks, I'll give you back nothing. But here, where you're borrowing a boat and agreeing to give back the boat or its value, even if it's not your fault at all, that smells like what we call a loan. Right? Because you're borrowing a boat to give back either this boat or another boat of its value. That's like almost like kind of a loan. So a nitna kind of a situation. And therefore, we attribute it to agar nata, the schiris is ribis. And Rav says, no, it's not avon. It's a tanai. I'm chayav like a shoal. I'm allowed to make such a tanai. Oh, Why the Nago b'nei Kufra Agra b'shas Mashicha Praga b'shas Shvira? What's pshat? They might have been a minute to be macha like Rav Kahana. Even b'dinu b'paskin like Rav. It's not considered a halva. Why? Because if it won't break, I'll give it back the way it is. We don't view it as a halva. Some say that Rav is matir only the minute of Rav Papa to pay kishas hashvira. That's what the Ritva says. Is to call it the gears of kishas. Okay? Called it the gears of bishas. Rashi says that they follow the din, like the Brisa Samach Testament base. And if a Kabbal only the achrayus of onsin, it's not considered to be a halvah. And why is that so? Because they're not a Kabbal the achrayus of what we call zula. But that's Rashi. Alma kol kamal al kabbal le zula, lav mil vehigabe. If it's a real milveh, I'd have to not only pay if it gets lost, I'd have to pay if it goes down in value. Since not, it's not considered to be a halva. We have to stop here. To them, and we have to say Havdalah. It was offered to a Shavua Tov, and tomorrow she'll be, we'll call it for 10:15. We'll be right over here. Same plan, we'll call it for 10:15 for various reasons. Okay? Good. This belongs to Aaron. Mayor?
Yes.
Yeah. Aaron, so take it. I don't want to leave it here.
Come on, come on. Over there.